Good morning, oh my God.
Good morning.
Oh my God.
Eat the cookies.
I put them out.
Eat the cookies.
Oh my God. There's just crumbs here. And all the milk is gone. Or is that Sean? Sean, did you drink the milk?
I might have done both. I might have eaten the cookies and drank the milk.
Hey, Sean, where are your pants?
Uh-oh.
It's a holiday surprise. Welcome to Smartless.
Smart.
So what do we got going on for the holidays, you guys? We're going to be...
I'm going to be going to a beach environment. And you're going to be there as well, Will. And I think it's bullshit that Sean's not going to be there.
Well, yeah. What are we going to do pre-Christmas? We should get together.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be at a holiday party. Maybe I got the invite for Conan.
Yeah.
Are you coming?
I think so, yes.
But you said that you might not be able to make it.
Because there's another thing on that night that we got to go to, but that's not starting until 9. So it looks like I can squeeze Conan in.
Huh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Bateman, you're gonna squeeze me in?
Yeah, I'm gonna be one of those guys.
You're gonna be
the early part of my night, the night that I don't really care about, because then I'm gonna go to the party that I really want to go to after.
Wow.
Guess
what? I know what that party is, by the way. And if I could get into that party, I'd be at that party instead of my party.
Yeah, no, she doesn't like you.
Hey, can I tell you something?
You're not going.
First of all, that is. Christiane Amanpour loves me, and she will have me to her party. That is the party everyone wants to go to. Let me tell you something, Jason, and that's called speed. You'll pick it up someday. Let me tell you something, Bateman. You bitched on this podcast. Live
on stage, Conan, remember?
And on stage.
You bitched and moaned on Harmless. What's the name of it? What is it?
It's Harmless.
But you bitched... You bitched.
Marvelous.
You bitched and moaned about not being invited to Conan's Christmas party, which has become an iconic party.
It's quite a thing.
Everyone goes.
Yeah.
And yet I didn't.
And so last year was the first invite.
Yeah.
Finally.
I invited you.
I couldn't make it.
And what were you doing? What were you doing instead?
I can't remember yesterday.
I remember.
What was I
remember
doing?
What you were doing instead. You were seeing
that.
No, he wasn't at Jen Aniston's.
I'm going to go back in my calendar here. December 2023.
No, you weren't in town.
Christmas,
no,
was it the 23rd?
Guess what? A friend of mine
saw you. I was at Jen's party.
Nope. You showed up late at Jen's party. A friend of mine saw you at Meineke Mufflers. On La Cienega, they said that you...
That's when the lines are the shortest.
They said you were there for 4 hours. Hanging around with no need of a muffler repair. Just chatting people up.
I have an electric car. Yeah, there's no muffler at all.
Conan, the worst part is that I heard that he was going to go to your party. He ripped his own muffler off.
Yes.
Just to delay going to your house.
He ripped it off just so he wouldn't have to go. Now look, everyone said, would you go to Conan's party? Would you go to Jen Aniston's party? Of course everyone would go to Jen Aniston's party. She's beautiful. She's iconic. She's a movie star. She's a TV star. And what am I, some thin-lipped, beady-eyed creep? I get it. No one comes to my party. But
yeah, those were Sean's words once. He said that.
I never said that.
He wrote them in The New Yorker. They were in a piece in The New Yorker called Why No One Likes Conan O'Brien.
Sean, you've been to this party?
I've been to this party, but the only reason I get to go is because I have to go early to set up.
You have to work it.
You have to remember, Sean, before he hit it on Will and Grace, worked the party for 7 years.
Yeah, he was a cater waiter. He was a cater waiter. Right.
I feel like that's a true story. Is it?
But
not?
That is a true story. I set up some party stuff at Anthony Edwards' house before.
Really?
Was he kind to you?
He was very kind.
Yeah.
He was very kind.
Good guy.
But Conan's party, your party's always super fun.
Wait, Conan, don't start going like, good guy. What are you, the decider of like,
yeah,
this
yeah.
guy? Good
yeah.
guy.
You don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you well, can't judge
you,
people.
Can I say something? I'll tell you who a good guy is. Yeah. A good guy is someone who, I think I've done Smartless a couple of times, sort of boost the numbers for you guys a little bit and help you get
very
launched,
nice.
I think, which was a big help. People were like, I don't want to hear these guys.
Early,
who are these got to work actors?
Guessed.
And then, hey, Conan's going on. I'll check it out. But listen, then... I did that for you guys, okay? Then, to return the favor, Sean Hayes, Ben here. talk to me on my podcast. Yeah. Will Arnett comes sometimes when we don't even invite him, just hanging around, holding on to his muffler. And then
how have I not been invited?
Oh, you have been invited to my podcast many times.
No way.
Yes.
Many times.
No way.
Many times. Adam, many times. Many times, and your publicist, publicist, this is a quote from your publicist, not his cup of tea.
I swear on my kid's life, I can't remember being invited
onto your
show.
Ask Adam if this is true. Conan, ask Adam if this is true.
Adam,
three times he said he couldn't make it because of prior muffler engagement.
Okay, all right. Listen, that's a three-time callback, and that's a felony. Listen, Adam, is it not true that he has been invited many times and that his publicist, I don't remember her name, I think it's Enid Crud, I think is her name, said, not his cup of tea.
No,
I can confirm
her.
He's been invited multiple times.
Oh, you left Crud?
Wow.
I'm texting Kara Trapicchio and Christine Trapicchio right now saying, show me the receipts of my invites to Conan.
Oh, that's right, because there's always a money exchange when I ask you to come up.
Do you think that they're going to let you feel bad about this? This is their business, is just dancing around your rage fits, babe, and there's no way that they're going to feed into
exactly.
this.
And I'll tell you something.
Conan, how do you spell your name real quick?
Okay, all right. Jason, if that's even your real name.
I-N or A-N?
Jason. It's K-O-N-I-N. Jesus.
Did you hear the little whoop? That text just went off. In real time, we're going to get a response.
Jason, you're going to go this year for the very first time. This is going
to
be super
fun. To the party, but not to the podcast. I would like to be a guest on Conan's podcast.
You have been invited.
He's our North Star, what he's been able to build there with that podcast empire.
Yeah.
And I would like to go see how it's really done.
Oh, well, thank you. And you know what?
I saw, right off camera, he was going like this.
And just so in case anyone knows, that's either the jerk-off motion or the shucking corn motion. I don't know what that is. Wait, you know, I'm going to wrap this up soon because I have a guest. When is Taylor Swift coming in? Is she coming in now? She's coming in person, right?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you guys probably had her, but anyway, she's coming in. She's coming in with Travis. No. Travis Kelce. Oh, that's cool.
The white whale.
Anyway.
Wait, Conan, why are you wearing such a thick leather jacket indoors?
Leather jacket indoors,
I was given this leather jacket by the actors who portrayed both Starsky and Hutch about 15 years ago. And I swore, they said, we'll give this to you if you wear it on the podcast every day. And I do. I do, and it's very cold here in our studio because we also store, it's a meat storage facility primarily.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. You do have a beautiful studio there. We're hostage videos here with little laptops. Yeah. You know,
I find to really get a great interview, I haven't really listened to what you guys are doing, but to get a really good interview, you want to be in person and have a real connection.
Well, by the way, let us know when you do get a good interview, let us know if your theory bears out. You know what I mean?
Oh,
we'd love to hear.
Snap.
We'd love to hear.
Now, Conan, if I were ever to be invited to be on your podcast, would I have to drive to you and be in some studio and camera ready and hair and makeup
I'll make a deal
with
you.
That's a talk show.
Okay, Jason, let me deal with you. I don't ever want you to leave your bubble. I want you to stay in the world where you're it and everything's cool. So I would
Here's a real-time response from my publicist. I said, have I ever been invited to be on Conan's podcast?
And?
she says, yes.
Yes!
And you were and you asked us to tell them you were focused on your own for now.
Wow!
Exclamation point.
Yeah. Wow. And how many years have you guys been focusing on your own?
Holy shit.
This isn't a new endeavor for you guys.
I'm so embarrassed. When was that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, right.
I make it a point to do people's podcasts that have been so nice with us.
Yeah.
We've done Dax's multiple times.
Yeah. Oh, multiple times for Dax. Oh, that's nice.
Multiple. Wow. David Cross is one that I don't even know if it's on the air anymore.
Listen, that has never actually gone out. David Cross is
what's the address? I'm driving over there right now.
No. I don't want you here anymore.
I'm driving. Tell Taylor to pump it.
And she's now
the second guest.
Can I tell you something
else? This is going to be an awkward Christmas.
Yeah. I don't buy this whole thing, and I don't think your compatriots on the podcast do either, this whole thing that, oh, someone who works for me was cruel and mean on my behalf. That's coming from you, Bateman.
No, coming from you. Yes, you asked us to tell them you were focused on your own for now. I'm admitting to there was some garbage that came out of my mouth that I don't remember, but I'm not denying. And I owe you a hugie, and I'm going to come over and give it to you right now.
No. I don't want you there now. I think that's
No, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Because what am I going to do?
I'm your new sidekick.
I'm going to stand around.
I'm your new
twist.
Andy Richter.
I can't
I'm
wait.
I'm podcast Andy Richter for at least 12 episodes.
I'm going to sit around at my party and watch you not eat and then look at your watch while you think about, oh, when am I going to go see I got to go to Jen's. I got to go to Jen's. I want to be there when she's getting a, you know, a dry blow haircut, whatever it's called. I want to be there when she's styled. No, I'm not.
It's a blowout at a dry bar.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I didn't grow up in Hollywood like you freaks. I come from the real working class.
I'm from Toronto, you asshole.
Oh, yeah, Toronto, North La Cienega. That isn't even funny. I'm giving you stuff that's C-plus material at best.
Would you ever, hey, Conan, would you ever get a blowout on your hair?
Let's just say it's been done. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody knows what that means. Nobody knows
you know what
that means.
I'm going to be honest with you, Will. I don't understand what it means, okay? And if you want to drive a truck, you want to drive the best truck possible with a deep
GMC
truck.
I will say this about you, Conan. I'm going to pay you a compliment here because it is the holidays. And I will say this. I did your podcast years ago. The first time I did a live show. I've done a lot. You've helped me out a lot.
And you know what? You repaid the favor. That you, the three of you owed me, two of you have repaid it very kindly. Thank you.
Yeah. And I will say, it was after doing your podcast, I was able to come back and I said to these guys, I said, if this freaking ding dong, or no, if Conan can, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? You know what I mean?
What's the fella's name over there? Adam?
You. Yeah.
What's his name?
Adam. Adam Sachs.
Adam. Okay, Adam.
I know Adam.
Hey,
I'm
here. Adam's great.
Hi, Adam. Let's just make sure you got a good Wi-Fi signal there on your phone or bars or something like that. Let's just keep an eye on it. We got an incoming.
Now he's inviting himself on. We're going to book it right now.
Yeah, we're going to book this. We're going to book you on the podcast. Conan, you know what? Guess what, Jason?
I'm going to guest host. When you need to go out of town and vacation with your beautiful
family, you need someone
to go in there.
I'm going to the beach you guys are going to. Aren't you going to a beach together? I want to go to that beach.
We'll do it from the beach.
I just want to hang with the smartless crowd. That's the cool crowd on the block. No one wants to hang
it
with
came
me.
There here she's got follow up here. The request came in when you were filming Black Rabbit and then they followed up to ask. Okay? So this is in process.
What's Black Rabbit?
This is the new show. It's going to be on Netflix next year.
I'm going to come on
and promote it on your show.
Sorry. Oh, so you'll come when it's time to promote something. Okay. well, I hope you get the word out on Black Rabbit.
Call Adam immediately.
Listen, guys. Let's end on a happy note, which is it's the holidays. And hey, you're the best looking guys I know. I love you guys. You're hilarious.
Love you too, Conan.
It's the broom.
Two of you have meant a lot to me. And I just want to say I look forward to seeing you at my party. And then we'll all leave after 3 minutes and go to Jen's.
Thank you, Conan, for the holiday cheer. We love you.
God bless you, Conan.
Conan, I love you and I'm sorry.
No.
The payback's going to be, you're going to feel horrible how much I give.
okay.
In the days to come.
Yeah,
in the days
to come.
He's doing your podcast this Saturday. He's going to give a speech.
Oh, good.
Standing next to the ham.
I'm going to bring 16 hams.
Guys, I got to go. T-Swift is here.
Right.
Peace out.
Thank you, Conan.
Love you, Conan.
You're the best.
Bye, Conan.
Bye-bye, you guys.
God damn it. Smart.